both at Shooter's Waterfront Cafe Love in Fort Lauderdale. Call 954-802-0102 or go online to fishforcf.com. AM 1470 WNN with more of what you need to know. Don't miss the Credit Report with Bill Lewis, Monday through Friday mornings at 9 on South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. AM 1470 WNN.
AM 1470. With even more information you can use, join pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey for the Invite Health Radio Show at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Tune in for the latest information on nutrition and cutting-edge solutions to your most pressing health problems. It's the Invite Health Radio Show with pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. right here on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
What you want to know. What you need to know. This is South Florida's Health and Wealth Radio, AM 1470, WNN.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holler.
Hey, it's another night. It's another 10 o'clock spot. I'm John Hollis. And I want to welcome you to WNN 1470 AM and Rockers in Recovery. Most importantly, I want to welcome you to a night that we're going to talk about, an upcoming event that is going to be probably one of the largest events for recovery and music that we see once a year. I've been involved with the 12-Step Music Fest for the last 3 years and broadcasted live, and last year was a great year. The year before was a great year. It's just been an ongoing great time down in Sugarloaf Key every November. This particular year, the fourth annual 12-Step Music Fest is going to be held November 3rd through the 6th in Sugarloaf Key. We're looking forward to a whole lot of folks being down there with us. I've had two concerts that I've promoted this year for Rockers in Recovery so far. The first one was in February for Love of Recovery. We had over 1,000 people come to that. We just had one 2 weeks ago, and we had over 3,000 people come to that. And Dawn Wilder, of course, and myself and the rest of the folks have been, of course, handing out pamphlets for the 12-Step Music Fest and talking about the 12-Step Music Fest, because it's important, I believe, for people to get together, have fun, educate the people that might not understand about addiction. It means family members or people that are suffering from addiction that need help, the education aspect of it, but to have fun and to hang out and clear your head for 3 or 4 days and just be excited about your recovery. And the 12-Step Music Fest definitely gives you that outlet. You know, last year, Chuck Negron was there. It was unbelievable. Of course, the MC of the, I say the MC of the circus, because yeah, that's what it feels like sometimes as you're going through the process down there, as you're working it anyway. As somebody that's sitting there hanging out at it, it's really a great time. But sometimes it gets a little crazy when you're working it. But the MC of the circus is, of course, Mark Lundholm. Mark Lundholm is a comedian out of California that is just amazing. He's a very funny guy. Every find that we have a fest on the Friday nights, there's always a special performance by Mark. And Mark makes it very, very cool for people and their families. I mean, you know, it's just a fun time had by all. There's 25 musical acts. This particular year, Rockers in Recovery, working along with No Matter What Productions and Vaughn Wilder, we are amassing a super group that's going to be down there this year. And the super group is so far going to consist of Ricky Bird, who is the musical director, and, of course, Woody Geisman from the Del Fuegos. We have Liberty DeVito from Billy Joel, Christine Ullman from the Saturday Night Live band, and Kazem Sultan, bass player for Todd Rundgren. We're also looking to get finalized Jeff Kazee from the Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes band, and also the Asbury Juke Horns and the New York City Horns. And we're also looking at a few other in particulars that will be a master. It's going to be to a 9 to a 10-piece, of course, band, amassed by September right now. Of course, everybody that I mentioned up front on this are already in and already on their way to the Keys in November. Also, Mike Zito. Of course, Mike Zito is a great blues guitarist. You can listen to Mike Zito's information and his music on our new radio station online. Of course, Rockers in Recovery is on WNN 1470 AM, but we are also on the net now with our own radio station streaming live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you can go to rockersinrecovery.com and find out more information on that. And, of course, join the party over there. It's a sober party, and we have a lot of fun. It's a social network where you can join the network. And at the same time, you can listen to some music. You can upload your music if you're a musician. It is really a site geared to musicians in recovery. But most importantly, it's geared towards the community to be able to come in and hang out and listen to people's music and give people a platform in recovery to hang out and play some music and let the general public hear that music. And we have a great time with it. So check us out at rockersinrecovery.com. Check out Mike Zito. Mike Zito is a great blues guitarist. We have all of this information and much, much more. There is 25 musical acts that are going to be playing in the Keys at the 12-Step Music Fest. Without further ado, what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to bring on our friend Mark Lundholm, and we're going to talk about the 12-Step Music Fest and some of the other things that he's doing in his life now. Mark, are you with us?
I am. And thank you for the nice prompting. I got a few topics that are bright and fresh in my mind, and you've added a few more. Very good monologue there.
Well, thank you very much, sir. We aim to please, Mark.
Well, that was it was a little like a conversation with my parole officer, but you know, kind of one way. I'm appreciative of the ability to respond and interact now. You're a good guy.
Well, you know, we're looking forward to another fine year down there, and we're looking forward to, of course, many years to come after this, and we're working diligently to make sure that that takes place. And most importantly, guys like you that have dedicated your life and your time to us is just amazing. And you know something, I really appreciate the fact that you are somebody that really, you know, takes this serious. You show up every year, you've been showing up every year, and you make no bones about it. You want to make sure that this goes off every year.
Well, I'll tell you what, people get tired of hearing the same voice all the time. If you're in a relationship or you've had the same job for a while, you know, pretty soon after a while, you kind of check out when you hear the same voice. So as the MC, as the host for 4 days in a row of that music fest, I try to add and layer in a whole bunch of humor that is balanced for the music. The music is the draw, is the superstar there for that weekend. Music Fest. The 12-Step Music Fest, aptly named because it's all, you know, recovery people. But they tried the 9-Step Music Fest. There were too many apologies, not enough music. It was just too drawn out. I do think that the music is the star, but I want to support the music with balance and conversation and keeping the audience kind of tuned in without overdoing my part, without wearing out my welcome as far as droning on about whatever. It is so much fun for me that event. I bring my wife and my boy. I don't bring them out but maybe two or three times a year to the general public. And my son is 4. My wife and my boy Grayson, they have enjoyed that event 3 years running. This will be their 4th year.
Well, you know something, it is a family atmosphere, and that's the amazing part that, you know, every year I have to say it, and I say it live on the air every year that I'm down there. You know, it's the only time you can actually put a bunch of people together for 4 days, and you have no fistfights, you know, you got issues, but, you know, not issues like you would have if alcohol or any other substance was involved. You don't have that, so it's very much a family atmosphere. And it's not just for people in the recovery aspect of their life with recovery. It's also for people that want to have a safe place to go and bring their family and see a good show.
You know, here's the other part, too, that I always stress. And I've had flyers now for a few months. And as I tour, I'll do 225 events this year easily, at minimum. and they're being added. I mean, that's what's on the board now, and there'll be some added. It'll probably be up around 260 by the end of December. But when I go to an event, I pass out this particular flyer for the music stuff because I don't have a vested interest in whether or not people come. I just hear the results for months after they do show up, and I get email all the way into March following the November event that says, I brought my kids, I brought my normie girlfriend, I brought my parents, and it's not a big platform for recovery boasting or backslapping or high-fiving because we're not doing anything to kill ourselves chemically. It is a music event, and you can bring, you know, 100 normies, and they'll love it just for the music and the camaraderie, and they got great food there. There's kinds of stuff you can buy. I mean, I do a show on Friday night that is geared at the mainstream universal population that just happens to be layered with or a thread of recovery, because that's my beginning. You know, I have very humble beginnings in comedy, and yet every year my work gets better, I get more attention, and I'm glad to pay some of that back at this event.
Well, definitely, you know, that's what it's all about, and it's about paying it forward. And as everybody knows, you know, what we put into this and how we put things into our recovery, especially helping other people or carrying a message, it definitely comes back, you know what I mean? And I don't want to say that, you know, this is my 12-step work because I do that over and above this. But at the same token, I do this and I dedicate my time and my resources to doing things like this because I definitely understand that if I have a position where I can do that, then, you know, that's what my higher power wants me to do, is to put that out there to make sure that the universe knows it.
Well, there's two universal languages.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is comedy. I'll say that's the first, because you never have to question somebody's face when they're laughing. You understand what that emotion's about. Music is all personal, and it's the second universal language. Everybody has a form they like. You can't tell me that classical music is first on your list if you're a rocker in recovery. But there are people who would fight and die for classical music. It's just not what we do at the Music Fest. However, as universal as music is, it supports comedy. Comedy is first. If you learn how to laugh, you're available to have conversations about things that you wouldn't expect to be able to talk about because God gave you a humor muscle.
Nice.
Not everybody can play music. Not everybody can manage an instrument or become an expert like some of these guys. Mike Zito is off the hook crazy blues guy. He's amazing. He was not there last year, and there was a big hole in my heart because we missed him.
Yeah.
This year, I look forward to seeing him. My boy loves him. My boy has his CD, and he's four. Grayson is a connoisseur when it comes to some of the rockers in recovery music that we hear in Music Fest every year, because he watches them play live, and he goes up on stage with me sometimes. But back to the universal language part, music is interpretive, and there are a bunch of different flavors. I'm a rocker kind of guy. I like to say that when people ask me who's at the Music Fest, I'll say it's rockers, and it's pretty much blues and hardcore stuff like that. This 12-step Music Fest is so passionate about rock and roll, they turned down Michael Bublé last year. So what I'll say is, that's okay. Hey, you know what, John? You get the joke whenever you want. It doesn't matter to me.
I'm over here laughing, trust me.
Okay. But I think that the universal languages married together that weekend, comedy and music, a lot of the musicians are hilarious. They will talk in between songs.
Yeah.
They'll talk as they warm up to get set. And the audience is very, very lighthearted, man. There isn't a serious thing that happens there that's a threat. There's a lot of issues that may be discussed in song or in conversation or around a campfire late at night when the music's turned down because we have a noise curfew. But those issues are lightened up every day you come out and enjoy the sun and the weather and the other stuff, the amenities they have. They have cool pool activities and stuff for kids and massages. And there's so much going on there at that campground that 4 days that if you wanted to, you could skip the music altogether.
You know, it's I'm glad that you said that, because, you know, there is so many other activities, and this year they're actually adding activities, and there are going to be a lot of people that are actually displaying different things that they do for the recovery community. So I think that, you know, what you're going to find this year is going to be totally different than what you found the other years, in the fact that people are actually going to be out there. We have Miami Subs and Grill that is actually coming and going to be a part of it this year. They're one of the sponsors of the event. You got Coke. You got all of these different organizations that really are stepping up to the plate. And, you know, when you look at the big bottom line here, the big bottom line is that it's about educating people and having some fun while doing it.
And the education is subtle. I got to be honest. One of the things that turns me off about recovery people in general is that, and I'm not saying anybody on this station at all, I'm just saying recovery people in general have this huge bad habit of wanting to convince prompt or pull other people into their universe now that they've decided to get serious about their own health. It's very arrogant, you know. Nobody likes a reformed anything. There's nothing worse than a reformed smoker. There's nothing worse than a reformed alcoholic who now takes that as a soapbox moment to tell you, the uninitiated, what you need to be doing. This is so subtle as far as education goes. It's almost obvious. Take care of your kids. Take care of your kids. Eat a good meal. Get some rest tonight. Come on back and play hard. You know, it's that kind of stuff. It's the ABCs of humanity. It has very little to do with recovery 12-step specificity. That's enough of that. You can get that all year. Come on out and take a break. Come on out and don't go to a meeting, for God's sakes, for 4 days.
And you know, one of the things, I'm glad that you're saying this, because, you know, it was funny, because we just had Dawn Wilder on and she said the complete opposite. So the good news is that you have a balance here, it looks like. You have Dawn Wilder that is more towards the education end of it, and then you have yourself that is more towards, the having fun with it. And I think that the balance is there.
No, that's not true, John. She's just flat disagreeable. Dawn's a bad person. You know what? Nobody would laugh harder at that than my friend Dawn Wilder.
Absolutely.
She knows I love her, and we agree on a ton of stuff. I think that for her to promote the fact that there is a bunch of recovery specific available there is obvious. What I wanna draw people to is the non-threatening nature of what a recovery event can be. So many normies, I work with thousands of normal organizations, literally. You know, Dow Chemical, NASA, Boeing, Sony. They could care less that somebody goes to meetings or doesn't drink. They want them to show up at work on time, be available, do a good day's job, earn a paycheck that they are proud of, and develop their family skills so that there's continuity at that business, you know, like they stay in business. I do a lot of management seminar workshops about humor and how to take it to the workplace. All that stuff has nothing to do with being sober or being clean. It has everything to do with the fact that now that I'm clean and sober, what am I going to do to join the human race on their terms and quit worrying about coins that have a year on, or a certain medallion I wear around my neck, or a book that's on my nightstand. I want people to come out to this because it's a fantastic musical and comedy, human-friendly event.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what we're going to have to do is take a break. We, of course, have our guest, Mark Lundholm, the comedian, is with us tonight, and he's going to be with us until the top of the hour at 11 o'clock, and I want to thank Mark for taking his time and being on the show with us tonight to talk about the 12-Step Music Fest, which is coming up in November. It's November 3rd through the 6th. It's right around the corner. You want to pre-register now at 12stepmusicfest.com. I'm John Hollis. We're going to go out to a break and come back with Mark right after this message.
I went against my better judgment.
Attention, the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest is coming November 3rd through the 6th.
in Sugarloaf Key, Florida. 4 days of music and fun with 12 musical acts along with the Rockers in Recovery Supergroup featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos, Jason Sultan of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, and four more to be announced by September. Find out more about this sober Woodstock in Sugarloaf Key by joining rockersinrecovery.com or by calling 877-799-8773.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
Silence calms the mind and rejuvenates the body. God Pillow has been inspiring daily devotions for over 11 years. God Pillows are custom made with love and intention. We encourage you to become part of our community. Come visit God Pillow on the World Wide Web at GodPillow.com.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit holisticlifestylesradio.com.
Well, I picked up some bad habits, and they kept me running hard. I went against my better judgment. I even turned my back on God. On the streets, I met my demons, and they dragged me down the drain with another shot of something just to get me past the pain. Yeah, the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you burn another 50 you ain't got, and you drift into the dark till your dreams have all been crushed. You're in so deep, there's no way you can stop. Welcome, yeah, welcome to the last house on the block.
All right. Hey, welcome back. John Hollis, and of course, that's our friend Richie Supia. Richie just won a Prism Award for that, and we're very proud of Richie, and we want to thank Richie for being at our concert 2 weeks ago. He's a great guy. Thank you, Richie Supia. And of course, Mark Lundholm's on the line with us. Mark, welcome back. 12-Step Music Fest. You're the MC. It's going to be funny as hell. We're looking forward to a great time down there with you in the Keys. And we're looking forward to Rockers in Recovery being there and streaming the whole thing live back to our network, our social network.
Yeah, it's such a fun time. Listen, I got a ton of new material. One of the highlights of my year is this 12-Step Music Fest because I'm on stage basically 60, 70 times in 4 days. And so there's 2 minutes of this and 30 seconds of that, and then there's the show I do on Friday. I have an hour set on Friday night to close that day down I think it's 10 to 11 or something like that at night. So I had a great time. Always new stuff because some people want to attend this every year, and I'm not going to wear them out with stuff that they've already heard. Which reminds me, congratulations on your new success availability to the universe with the online, the streaming, the 50,000 watts, onward and upward, man. That's all good. Our success is your success, is my success, is their success. You know, it's a team thing, and I love watching people get better at what they do.
Well, it's funny because I look at the overall pattern over the last 3 years that we started out with the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, and then off of that network we were able to build into it Will Grayson and Angel Side by Side, the Shift Guru, Rockers in Recovery. Now we have about 7 different shows that we produce off of that platform with the new radio station online and of course folks like yourself that are involved in the mix. What happens is we get to be able to, really, really have some fun with it. I mean, where it's not a job for me, man. It really is like I get up and go and have fun.
I never use the word work.
Work?
What I do.
What I do?
Yeah, I really don't. I mean, I make a living.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally make a living. I live what I'm making. And that's because I was given a gift as a kid to make money out of nothing, out of hurt, out of harm, out of trauma. You know, I mean, the stuff that I like the best is the darkest and most painful first. That's my favorite form. I'm a black-hearted, cynic, glass-half-empty, busted glass, bottom out of it kind of thing, kind of guy. It's just that's how I was raised. If you were raised in my house, nothing good happened, and if it was good, it was temporary, and something worse was coming to remind you that good was temporary.
My board op is doing a dance behind the glass for you right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's just, there's stuff that I can't do at the music fest because it's child-friendly. I can do it. I do it in other venues. I have DVDs on the website that are R-rated. The show I do at the music fest, Tulsa Music Fest, is PG, which for me means potentially graphic. I stay this side of slapping somebody upside the head with their own demons. But it's through years and years and years of walking that high wire above the crowd that says, God, there's part of me that wants him to fall. There's part of me that hopes he kind of falls and hangs on with one hand, and I see him regain his balance. There's other people that want you to go across the thing without making a mistake. That's a comedy show. I get a kick out of taking that dance and doing it for people like your board op, who is dark and twisted and earned that right, you know? There's other people that want it safe and sane. I do the Betty Ford. Check this out. A week after I see you guys at the Key, I do the Betty Ford Center Alumni Reunion Show. And that's as G-rated Disney as I get during the year because Miss Ford, she doesn't like any kind of, salty interpretation at all. You know, you don't say damn or hell around that lady, and there's 2,000 other people in the room that are making sure you don't. So, and they'll laugh hard. They'll laugh really hard because I speak 9 languages. You know?
That's funny.
They're all English. Yeah. You know, they're all English, but I speak G and Disney G and PG and PG plus and R minus and, you know, X. sucks when they cancel my flight at the airport. You know what I mean? So all that stuff is, if you're good at what you do, it's not work anymore. It's being good at what you do and having the passion behind it with the footwork added. You can do it forever. In my business, just take this one little lane of comedian. If you are Bob Hope, Carol Burnett, George Burns, Bill Cosby, you know what they all have in common?
They're all funny.
They all have, well, they're hilarious.
Yeah.
They also have this in common. There's a spiritual grounding that lets them do it in a way that's not self-centered.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, and I agree with that. And I believe that the spiritual aspect of this not only comes out of the music and people can feel that, but you're absolutely right, and you've talked about it tonight, about how comedy brings that out of you too. You know, you definitely, when you leave a comedy act and you have laughed all night, there's just something freeing about that spiritually that is just, you can't feel it anywhere else.
Well, there's also the humor muscle that God provided you. And if you're not a God person, or if you're agnostic or atheist, my hat's off to you. God bless you as well. I just want to remind you that somebody else's faith should be no threat to your lack of faith or your different faith. I don't think faith should threaten other beliefs. So I will just say this, that my God human muscle early in life, before I could speak or walk or feed my face or defend myself against harm, I had the ability to giggle, laugh, coo, smile, guffaw, chortle, whatever it was, from infancy, baby, smile. Now, that's got to be a priority of humanity if that muscle is available to you so soon. So where did it go? Why is that not the first thing you do or reach for in times of trouble? Well, because it's too obvious. It's too easy to laugh it away. It's easier and really more attention-getting if you hurt. It's way more dramatic and trauma-driven or crisis-junkie-like to wallow and wail in the pain. I mean, I like it. I'd love for you to, come to my aid when I bang my hand with a hammer because I'm not mechanical, but it's funnier to me to watch somebody else do it. I think it's part of the process to laugh ridiculous behavior. Hey, listen, seriously, if we laugh at ridiculous behavior, we're less likely to include ourselves in it. If you watch somebody else walk into a sliding glass door that's closed, what's your first reaction, honestly, John?
Gotta laugh.
You gotta laugh. And then you know what you do? The next time you come into that situation, you check the damn door. You just talk to something with that behavior. That's why God lets you laugh at that, so you don't repeat the behavior. So I don't think it's being mean or not PC. I think it's childlike. It's innocent. It's primary in nature to laugh at some kind of pain that's not traumatic. I mean, we're talking about a sliding glass door and a broken nose. We're not talking about some guy's face slashed open. There's other things in life like that revolve around healing process or recovery process. You watch a guy get into a relationship with the same kind of woman 9 times in a row, it's funny the first time.
Yes, and especially if you're on the sponsoring end of that.
But yeah, I would go sit in a tree and watch that guy take her home at night. It would be hysterical to me. I can talk a little bit about that stuff in the music fest without being graphic or obvious, and that's the adult version. Adult in the 12-step music fest. Adult comedy means topic matter, not the obvious bright shiny object words that kind of make people sit up and pay attention. You know, the obvious adult language is words like commitment and parenting and healthy prostate. I mean, that's adult language to me. It has very little to do with the expletives, which I don't use anyway most of the time. Everyone, I'll throw one in to surprise the group because it's perfectly placed. I mean, there's perfect places for expletives in my comedy, in my world. What's the first word pops in your head, John, when you get a letter from the IRS?
It's not laughing, brother.
I bet it's not sweet.
I'm not jumping for joy. Last year when they sent me one, I wasn't happy at all.
No, when was the last time you saw somebody get that letter unannounced, a surprise, they get that letter and they look at it and you hear them say out loud, "Hey, opportunity to grow."
Woohoo!
No, it's always some kind of word you wouldn't say around a 4-year-old. So I get a real big kick out of the ability to navigate that audience in the 12-step music fest in the Keys, where you can get it to think the obvious comedically, but you don't have to say it out loud. There's some artistic process there for me. I love to write. I love to craft a story out of a traumatic event. I love to be able to dissect the theme without making it obvious or maudlin or verbally vomiting on you. I love the ability to choose a word that creates a certain type of picture. And then a bunch of words in a row that create a whole rainbow of what the story looks like from a distance and then what it feels like up close. There's a bunch of stuff that comedically is interpreted as recovery. We all have that ability. I never met an old-timer who doesn't laugh a lot. I just haven't met that person.
Let me ask you a question. As a comedian, I mean, do you find yourself where you can tell jokes? I mean, because there's some comedians I have met that don't like the joke aspect, but they love to tell a funny story. You know what I mean? That makes you laugh.
There are four kinds of comedians.
Mm-hmm.
There's a joke writer. There's an observer. There's a storyteller, and Carrot Top.
Carrot Top.
That's all you have is the four. I'm a storyteller. I don't write jokes. I can't really tell jokes. I have some favorite jokes, but I don't really write jokes. I'd rather layer the story with jokes. Like, a real simple one you won't hear this year at Music Fest because I did it last year with a dysfunctional family is one thing. My family was horrible. Dysfunctional is a toaster that never popped up properly. That's being a little antiseptic or simplistic. I tell you what, my family was so dysfunctional. I'm the oldest of five kids. In our house, ED meant all different dads. So that's the kind of stuff that begins a story for me. Now, that'll begin a story about my dad and the relationship and the traumatic nature of watching him being angry drunk and my mom being apologetic and drunk, too. That'll begin that story. But it's not the joke on its own. It's the joke that opens the door to the story or the trauma or the disease that without the joke, the door gets open and hits you right in the face. You don't want to surprise an audience with crisis or trauma as a comedian without kind of gently inviting them into this story with a few humorous ways they can soft step. You know, they can kind of put a toe in the water without you dunking their skull in it.
You know, I got to. We're going to have to go out to a break, but I'm going to give you my joke of the week because I always like to have a joke of the week.
I like jokes.
Yeah, I'm going to give you my joke of the week. You tell me what you think, Mark. Yeah?
All right.
Lady goes to the doctor's, and she wants to get breast implants. So she says to the doctor, she says, "Doc, listen, I want to get my breasts enlarged. How much will it cost me?" He goes, "Well, it's going to be $3,000. So she goes home that night, and she says to her husband, she goes, "Honey, I want to get my breasts enlarged, and it's going to cost me $3,000. He says, "Wait right here." He runs into the bathroom, and he comes out with some toilet paper. Gives it to her, and he says, "I want you to rub this in your cleavage." She goes, "Is that going to make my breast grow?" He goes, "No, I'm not sure, but it definitely worked on your ass." We'll be back right after this message.
The things I did to just not feel the pain. Like drinking myself slowly down the drain. Anything to fix me quick. Getting high would make me dead. I couldn't quit. I never thought that I would see.
Attention, the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest is coming November 3rd through the 6th in Sugarloaf Key, Florida. 4 days of music and fun with 12 musical acts along with the Rockers and Recovery Supergroup featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos, Kason Sultan of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, and four more to be announced by September. Find out more about this sober Woodstock in Sugarloaf Key by joining rockersinrecovery.com or by calling 877-799-8773.
All for the bail bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation, that's competent, and a knowledgeable staff, and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Silence calms the mind and rejuvenates the body. Godpillow has been inspiring daily devotions for over 11 years. Godpillows are custom made with love and intention. We encourage you to become part of our community. Come visit Godpillow on the World Wide Web at godpillow.com.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
WNN 1470 AM Rockers in Recovery, and of course on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. We're talking with our friend Mark Lundholm, the MC. Mark Lundholm is the comedian, of course, and he's the MC of the 12-Step Music Fest 2011. It's the 4th annual 12-Step Music Fest. It's in Sugarloaf Key, mile marker 20, and we want you to come on then and hang out with us November 3rd through the 6th. And make sure you bring lots of fun stuff with you, like frisbees and catching balls and, you know, footballs and baseballs and mitts and all that kind of stuff. It's a great time had by all. You can bring your noodles. You can bring your swimming gear. I mean, it's you got pools. You can go swimming in the ocean. I mean, everything that you can imagine. And, of course, on top of that, 25 great musicians and bands. And, of course, Mark Lundholm making you laugh through the whole experience of 4 days. Mark, welcome back to the show. We want to thank you for being a part of Rockers in Recovery tonight. And, you know, I hope you liked my joke on the close.
I did. I have to distance myself from it because I'm, you know, I have a wife. And I'm my first, you know, if you've ever seen me work before, live or on video, that my first thought is wrong. That's my whole first thought wrong. My heroin was a symptom. You know, jail was a consequence, but first thought wrong, that's my problem. My first thought was to bail on you, hang up the phone, because I'm not a misogynist, you know, macho guy who wants to tease a woman about the size of her rear end. I've been a fat guy before, and so maybe it's a unisex joke at this point. I don't know. I'm a recovering fat guy. I'm a recovering gambler. I'm a recovering food person. So maybe that has something to do with it too. But I got to tell you, I always appreciate jokes unless I've heard them before, and I honestly have never heard that. The second thought was wrong. Was where do you get a $3,000 boob job? Juana, are you kidding me? That's amazing. How old is that joke? 70 years old? Because a good boob job is about $15,000, from
is
what
it?
I understand.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, is that hands-on?
No, listen. Yeah, it's only because I can't sew with my feet. I'll say this. If my wife ever gets a boob job, my wife's an A cup, which is more of a saucer if you think about it. But if I ever get a boob job for her, I'm not paying less than $15,000. I don't want I don't want a discount on her chest. You know what I mean? I'm not going to negotiate some guy's skills when it comes to those.
Yeah, you might have a C and a D.
Yeah, I'm going to give him extra, man. I'm going to assist the guy a couple passes to play golf somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, wouldn't that be amazing to end up with a C and a D? I mean, that would just kind of look funny, too. You know what I mean?
Well, let me ask you this, man. I mean, in all honesty, without being graphic here, I know naked guys that have that right now. I've been to jail enough times to see that in person in the shower.
Well, hey, listen, I'm really, you know, there are guys right now. I just got a letter from the finer institution of Broward County, the Broward County Jail, and we have listeners that are in the Life Skill Program. There's like 65 listeners that get together at night at 10 o'clock, and they put all of their little radios together with their little speakers, their headphone speakers in styrofoam cups that make speakers out of them, and they sit around and listen to the show. So everybody's going to appreciate that one.
I'll tell you what, guys who are listening in that environment right now, Broward County, in December, I do a fundraiser for Hanley, the Hanley Center Farm. But one of the nights, I'm at the Fort Lauderdale Improv.
Nice.
It's December 8th. December 8th during the day, you guys get your stuff together at the Broward County Jail there. Get one of your administrators or educators or counselors together to get a hold of me at marklundholm.com. I'll come out live to the Broward County Jail with their permission on that Thursday prior to the improv show, and I'll do one for you guys in the afternoon.
You hear that stuff? Listen, I definitely am sure I'm going to hear about this tomorrow, and I'm glad that you made that offer, Mark. That's beautiful for you to make that offer. That's a great thing.
Guaranteed. That's the first week of December. That's a month after the 12-Step Music Fest, and it's a totally different effort, you know, that fundraiser comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this. The November weekend for the 12-Step Music Fest, if you've never been, this is the year to go, because I got to be honest with you. I told Don this last year. I can see them outgrowing this venue.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can see it becoming so big you couldn't have it at the Sugarloaf Key. We're stretching the boundaries the last year. There's plenty of room for people who want to camp and come to the event. It's going to come to a point, though, where this is so popular. This is only, what, the fifth year?
Fourth
year. Yep. There's something that happens in the fifth and sixth year of an annual event. I've been at this for 22 years, at this passion and events. There's something that happens the fifth or sixth year of a group that sticks it out and has an annual event that survives the fifth and sixth year. Fifth and sixth year is the pruning of the tree. People either get bored or they get really excited. And yeah. this event they're going to be excited about. So I think you're going to outgrow that venue. So this is the year to come experience Sugarloaf because it's intimate. There's not a bad seat in the whole place. You can hear the music even if you're in your tent at 9 o'clock at night trying to just kind of relax. You can still hear the music without sitting right in front of the speakers on the stage. Is that cool?
Well, you know, it's funny you bring that up because we were broadcasting live right next to the pool last year, and there was a bunch of guys that were in an RV in front of us, and they never left their little campground area. They had like a little fire pit there, and they were hanging out. They really didn't leave there, and you could hear the music, and you could hear the music playing, and those guys were just hanging out, having a great time, man. And they were from Ohio, by the way, which was amazing.
You know what? And people come from all around to see that 4-day kind of, you know, you have Woodstock. This is like good stock. You know what I mean? It's all upbeat, friendly, recovery stuff, absolutely available. But the humanity there is unmatched, and kids love it. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff to do. They have gone out of their way, the organizers, you, Don. Don's an angel. She's an angel on earth.
Mm-hmm.
She got a beautiful voice, too. She won't say this, probably, but she got a fantastic voice. And she'll probably do a set or two, I hope.
Yeah, she's definitely on the marquee. She's on there.
She's fun to listen to, man. She's very good. The other thing is, if you come this year in particular, there's some extra added surprises. I'm not going to go into it now because I can't, but there's some extra surprise announcements that are coming that weekend from me and a couple other people that are really good stuff about recovery in general. But this particular family, they're going to be privy to the first announcement wave of stuff that's good for Mark Lundholm in 2012.
You know, I'm looking forward to it, Mark. I'm looking forward to being down there with you. I'm looking forward to interviewing you again on site. I'm looking forward to the whole thing, you know. And we're amassing a super group right now that is going to be, you know, playing Saturday night at 8 o'clock. That is going to be huge, along with Mike Zito, who's huge. I mean, it's just going to be huge. It's just huge, man. I mean,
yeah, you can get there as early as Thursday afternoon. You know, okay. Starting Thursday morning, everybody, all the rest of us will be there Wednesday. You know, I'm coming into town early with the chickens on Thursday morning because I have a private appearance to make in Delray Beach on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from Cleveland, a special keynote on Tuesday. I go Cleveland Tuesday, Delray on Wednesday. Thursday morning, very early, I'll be with my boy and my wife driving into Sugarloaf about, you know, 8 a.m. And we'll be there till Monday morning. And, you know, plan on staying on Sunday, too, because that wind down, a lot of people leave Sunday morning. That's fine and dandy. But there's a wind-down kind of decent calming influence of flavor of Sunday afternoon where you kind of just ease out of everything instead of pack up and jam on, get on the highway. So there's plenty to do Sunday afternoon as well. We're not leaving till Monday morning, but it's a great event. I got a bunch of new material, stuff you've never heard. If you've seen me 20 times, this stuff will be brand new. If you've never seen me, well, it's all brand new, you know?
Absolutely. Well, listen, Mark, again, we thank you for...
That sounded funny, but it sounded kind of stupid.
But actually, I thought it was pretty humorous. I liked it. I thought it was a pretty good close. I thought it was a pretty good close, bro.
Thanks, my man. I love being on with you. I continued success. I'll come back on again before November if you got space.
Absolutely. In the meantime, I want to thank you for all you do and all you dedicate your life to for recovery and people. You know, not just recovery, just people in general, man. You do a lot of work for humanity, and kudos to you, brother.
Hey, John, how can I not? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I agree.
All right. Be well, brother.
Thank you, sir. Mark Lundholm, comedian, our guest this evening. We're talking about the 12-Step Music Fest. We want to thank, of course, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network is our network. Rockers in Recovery is on tonight. We took over the airwaves for our friend Will Grayson. Will Grayson, of course, is on the air with me right now. Will, thanks for calling in. The seat was kept warm for you. And, of course, we've been talking about the 12-Step Music Fest, and we know you're going to be down there with us.
Absolutely, John. I tell you, we've been listening to the show down here, and just for, you know, the people listening and letting them, you know, let them know that we are very active in reaching out with the veterans and everybody in the community. And these guys down here, they love the show. We listen to the show.
Cool.
Streaming and outstanding. I can't wait to get there in November. I'm telling you, I'm going.
Well, it's going to be a blast. I'm telling you, man, this year is just going to be one of those years where it's going to be really, really huge. Chris West is even coming this year.
Yeah, that's right. I finally have a couple of interns I can actually trust to run the boards while I'm away.
You hear that? You hear that,
yeah.
My man?
Okay, Chris. That'll be great. Listen, I know we're getting ready to go up there, but I just want to call in and touch base with you. And I'll ask you tomorrow, and we'll talk, and I'll bring you up to speed on what's going on this end, all right?
Sounds great, man. It's a pleasure. Will Grayson, Angel Side by Side, can normally be heard here on Monday nights. Check him out Thursday night, this coming Thursday night, and let's have some fun. Remember, any day above dirt is a great day. Thanks for listening, and we're out until tomorrow at 2.
Attention, the 4th annual 12-Step Music Fest is coming November 3rd through the 6th in Sugarloaf Key, Florida. 4 days of music and fun with 12 musical acts along with the Rockers in Recovery Supergroup featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos, Jason Sultan of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, and 4 more to be announced by September. Find out more about this sober Woodstock in Sugarloaf Key by joining rockersinrecovery.com or by calling 877-799-8773.
It's the hottest new addiction recovery mega community on the web. Rockers in Recovery. Music, news, interviews, events, and festivals with an insider's angle to the rock and roll industry. All backed up by artists who are in recovery and support recovery. Featuring dozens of rock legends like former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts lead guitarist Ricky Bird, Richie Supa of Aerosmith, and tons more. It's a worldwide music and media festival at your fingertips. Get inside the rock and roll recovery scene with a click of your mouse. Click rockersinrecovery.com. That's rockersinrecovery.com. The preceding program is a Rockers in Recovery radio production. Rights to this program are the sole rights of Rockers in Recovery Radio, Incorporated. Rebroadcast of this program in any form without express written consent is prohibited.
Silence calms the mind and rejuvenates the body. Godpillow has been inspiring daily devotions for over 11 years. Godpillows are custom made with love and intention. We encourage you to become part of our community. Come to Godpillow on the World Wide Web at godpillow.com. Here's hoping you're healthy and wealthy. South Florida's Health and Wealth Radio Network, AM 1470. WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Move a citrus plant and you start playing a dangerous game with the future of America's citrus. Lot, lemon trees, orange trees, lime trees, grapefruit trees. Every move comes with a risk. Take a shot, move a citrus plant, and you could be spreading citrus disease. You could be killing countless trees in this deadly game. Florida's orange groves, gone. Every lemon tree in California, gone. Grapefruit, gone forever. Please, don't risk citrus. Don't move citrus, or it's game over for the fruits and flavors we love, and we all lose. Citrus disease has already killed millions of citrus trees, and there is no cure. Find out the risks in your area and how you can help protect America's citrus at SaveOurCitrus.org. That's SaveOurCitrus.org. A message from the EPA.
AM 1470 with even more information you can use. Are you suffering with chronic pain? Tune in for No Bones About It with Dr. Alvin Stein. You'll learn non-invasive techniques that can help you get rid of your pain without the use of harmful drugs or surgery. That's No Bones About It with Dr. Alvin Stein. Tuesday mornings at 11, right here on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network.
Words of wisdom from Market Wrap host Mo Ansari.
One of the biggest mistakes people make is believing in their own press releases. They have three or four or five winning trades. All of a sudden, they get God syndrome. And that is when the market takes a 2x4 and brings you back to reality.
It's helpful financial food for thought on your drive home with all